Chapter 47. Which, Miss Nag laughed, and after that, cried. For 15 years, apostrophe exclaimed Miss Nag, sobbing in a most affecting manner, for 15 years have I been the credit and ornament of this room and the one upstairs. Thank God, apostrophe said Miss Nag, stamping first her right foot and then her left with remarkable energy, I have never in all that time, till now, been exposed to the arts, the vile arts, of a creature who disgraces us with all her proceedings, and makes proper people blush for themselves. But I feel it, I do feel it, although I am disgusted. Apostrophe, Miss Nag here relapsed into softness, and the young ladies renewing their attentions, murmured that she ought to be superior to such things, and that for their part they despised them, and considered them beneath their notice, in witness whereof, they called out, more emphatically than before, that it was a shame, and that they felt so angry, they hardly knew what to do with themselves. Have I lived to this day, to be called a fright? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Miss Nag, suddenly becoming convulsive, and making an effort to tear her front off. Oh no, no, apostrophe, replied the chorus, pray don't say so, don't now. Apostrophe, have I deserved to be called an elderly person? Apostrophe, apostrophe, screamed Miss Nag, wrestling with the supernumeraries. Don't think of such things, dear, apostrophe, answered the chorus. I hate her, apostrophe, cried Miss Nag. I detest and hate her. Never let her speak to me again. Never let anybody who is a friend of mine speak to her. A slut, a hussy, an impudent, artful hussy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, having denounced the object of her wrath in these terms, Miss Nag screamed once, hiccuped thrice, gurgled in her throat several times, slumbered, shivered, woke, came to, composed her headdress, and declared herself quite well again. Poor Kate had regarded these proceedings, at first, in perfect bewilderment. She had then turned red and pale by turns, and once or twice essayed to speak, but, as the true motives of this altered behavior developed themselves, she retired a few paces and looked calmly on without deigning a reply. Nevertheless, although she walked proudly to her seat and turned her back upon the group of little satellites who clustered round their ruling planet in the remotest corner of the room, she gave way, in secret, to some such bitter tears as would have gladdened Miss Nag's inmost soul if she could have seen them fall. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.